Chapter 8. A Bad Day for Andrew. Andrew knew that his vocabulary was often inferior to that of humans, but he didn't have any books at home that could help improve his language. All his books were about art, furniture, and design. So Andrew decided to go to town and use the town library. As he was now a free robot, he thought he should go without George, but he wrote a note telling George where he was going. He put on clothes, put the note on his work table, and left the house. But Andrew never got to the library. On the way there, he got lost. He had studied the map, but the buildings didn't look the same as the drawings on the map, and he was confused. He stood calmly trying to decide what to do next. Two human beings, a man and a woman, were coming towards him. The man looked young, about 25, and the woman a little younger, but Andrew found it difficult to judge human age. When they were close, Andrew said, "Can you describe to me the route to the town library, sir and madam?"
"Look, Peter, it's a robot," said the woman, surprised.
"And it's wearing clothes," the man called Peter said.
"It's the free robot," said the woman. "The Martins have got a robot who isn't owned by anybody. That's why it's wearing clothes."
"Are you the Martins' robot?" asked Peter.
"I am Andrew Martin, sir," Andrew answered.
"Take off your clothes. Robots don't wear clothes," said Peter. He turned to his friend.
"It's disgusting, Janice. Look at it."
Andrew hadn't heard an order for so long that his second law circuits momentarily stopped working.
"Take off your clothes. I order you," Peter shouted aggressively.
Slowly, Andrew removed his clothes.
"If it doesn't belong to anyone else," said Janice slowly, "it can belong to us."
"You're right," Peter replied with a cruel smile.
"Robot, stand on your head."
"The head is not meant," began Andrew.
"That's an order," shouted Peter.
Andrew tried to put his head on the ground and lift his legs, but he fell heavily.
"We can dismantle him," Peter said. "He can't stop us."
Unfortunately for Andrew, the man was right. Andrew could not stop them. The second law, the law of obedience, was more important than the third law, which required him to protect himself. As that thought passed through Andrew's circuits, all his body parts started to tremble.
"We could order him to dismantle himself," Peter continued. "It would be fun to watch him try."
But fortunately, they didn't have time, because George was running towards them. When he got to them, he was out of breath. It took him a few seconds to start speaking.
"What happened, Andrew?" he asked.
"I am well, George," Andrew said.
"Then stand up," said George. "What has happened to your clothes?" "Is this your robot?" Peter asked.
George turned angrily.
"He's no one's robot," he said. "What's happening here?"
"We ordered him to remove his clothes," said Janice. "Why do you care if you don't own him?"
"What were they doing, Andrew?" George asked.
"They were going to order me to dismantle myself," replied Andrew.
George looked at the young couple. They were smiling. George was trembling with anger.
"What are you going to do about it, old man?" Peter asked, laughing.
"I'm going to tell Andrew that I'm in danger and he must attack you," George said.
Then he turned to Andrew and spoke firmly to him.
"Andrew, I'm in danger. These two young people are going to attack me. Move towards them."
Andrew began to walk towards the two young people, but they didn't wait to find out what would happen. Instead, they ran away as fast as they could.
"All right, Andrew, you can relax," said George. His face was white. He was too old for arguments with young people.
I was not going to attack them, said Andrew. I could see you were not in danger. Why did they run away?
They're afraid of robots, replied George.
Why are they afraid? Asked Andrew, confused.
Humans are always afraid of things they don't understand, explained George. But don't worry about that.
What are you doing here, Andrew? I was very worried about you. Why did you decide to go to the library? I would have brought you any books you needed.
I am a free robot, said Andrew. I want to do things for myself.
Yes, but what did you want in the library? Asked George.
I want to learn more about humans, about the world, about everything, said Andrew, and about robots. I want to write a book about robots.
But there are already millions of books about robots, said George.
Andrew shook his head. He often shook his head like a human now.
I want to explain how robots feel, he said. There are no books about that.
George was very surprised, but he said nothing.